All right. Thank you for the time, taking the time to interview or allowing me to interview you. First, wanted to start with you stating your name for the recording and explaining your current role.
Okay. My name is Brandon Dixon. I'm currently a commercial underwriter. Basically what that is, I work for an insurance company, so commercial underwriters, we take an application for new business that agents submit to us, so you can have apartment complexes, auto dealerships, retail shops, contractors, and basically just review the application to see whether we want to write that risk or not, and we base that on a hazard risk. So we have medium to small and high hazards. So the smaller the hazard, the lower we'll charge them, and we'll write it. The higher the hazard, we might not write it at all. So for example, a bomb factory we wouldn't want because it's a very high hazard. The premium that we get would not really pay out for it if we had a claim on it. So that's pretty much what I do right now.
And you mentioned you guys work with investments, but it's different than the investments that we're going to discuss today. Could you explain that a little further?
So the investment in insurance is not really the same as in financial. So in insurance, the investment is pretty much what we're insuring the property for. So for example, like if we have an apartment complex and they have 8 buildings and each building is valued at $800,000, so that policy would be insuring that building, that company, for multi-million dollar property. So obviously the premium is not going to be anywhere near that. They might pay out maybe $8,000 for their for that valuation. So it kind of just comes down to probably the easiest way to translate it is life insurance. So life insurance, you pay $30 a month, and you get a $500,000 life insurance plan. So if something happens to you, your family gets $500,000. So that's that type of investment. It's not exactly like a business and finance and banking where you come in for a loan and they give you X amount of money. Different type of investment into the interest.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. And could you please state your previous role, and since that'll be what we're mainly discussing today?
So before this job, I used to be a small business banker. And do you want me to describe what that is?
If you like, yeah.
So a small business banker, pretty much I dealt with mostly a second job for people. So usually they'll have the regular job, the day-to-day, and then they'll also want to start the business. So they might have maybe a couple thousand in the bank, a couple hundred or less. And it's typically because they're just starting off. So you'll have like somebody that wants to become an author, so they're setting up their business accounts, or a small contractor that he set up his business accounts, or I had this one client that he made custom golf carts, so he had his accounts with me as well. So just like small, I usually won't get anything like a Walmart or a franchise like that. It's usually a small, like, local people.
And what type of requirements or training did you need for this banker position?
So I didn't really need anything. The bank pretty much taught us, so they gave us their own types of training. Before I was a business banker, I was a personal banker. So just the different like training shops that they would send us to, like credit, learning about credit, learning about business and legal documents of that nature. It helps if you have a business degree. A lot of stuff you're going over and you're talking with these small businesses about is helpful, and you sound a little more educated about it. But at the root of it, most banking jobs are really just sales jobs, and then the higher you get up, it becomes a little more specialized. So on the personal side, you're selling a bank account to a person. On the business side, you're selling a business account to a business. So it's just knowing the product and being able to sell it. The actual like education pieces, I don't think you'd really need a degree for it, but it helps.
All right, and this course is about finances. So what are the things that banks look for when a company or small business is hoping to gain more funding?
So we basically just look at their history, how long they've been in business, how long they've had their accounts with us, how long they had business accounts at all in general, when did they file for their LLC or their however their entity is titled, have they just been doing this in their personal name? So it kind of goes that line. So for credit's the biggest component when it comes to any of this. So if we've had somebody from off the street say they want to open a business account and they want credit, we're going to want to know, well, have you had credit before? And typically most of the small businesses that come in and ask for credit, they usually don't have it. It's usually those businesses that by small companies that are coming in and setting up and don't ask for credit, that usually, because we'll have, like, based on their profile, the system will generate an offer for them if they seem like they're a good candidate or not, based off their financial history.
Mm-hmm. And with the financial history, are you saying, like, their personal credit or business credit, or both?
So it depends on how they're set up. So if they're set up as just a fictitious name, so what that means is they just filed for to have John and Jill's or John Smith's Auto Shop. You know what I'm saying? That's a doing business as name, so a fictitious name. So they most likely are still under their social. So they're all their business accounts are still under their social, but if somebody writes out a check to John Smith's Auto Part, they can still cash it because they have to do business as fictitious name on their account. But if they're set up as like an LLC, that's a little bit different. So they'll have a tax ID that is running through. So when we run their business credit, it'll be a different credit. It'll be the business's credit by itself. And most of the time for new business, they don't have it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a kid coming out of college, that you have to build that credit up. So for the most part, that's what you would see. So, but like, for example, if you're for the first option, if they're just doing with a DBA, if that person has great credit, that'll follow over into their business and vice versa, if they have bad credit. But like I said, the business credit and your personal credit are separate. So if you have an LLC and it's set up separately and you build that business credit, then we would look at that on its own and not really include your personal credit. But sometimes, like I said, if your personal credit is really good and you have great accounts with the bank, that does help the situation if you don't have any business credit established at the moment when mm-hmm. they come in.
And for most of the small businesses that you worked with, were they just starting up or were they in a cash crunch where they needed immediate funds when they were applying?
So the majority of businesses I worked with, a lot of them were already established for a couple of years. I would say probably 50% of them were that, and then 40 are just new people coming in and had an idea about something that they wanted to start up. Because you'll have a lot of people that do like lawn care services that, I mean, they've been doing this business for the past 10 years. They just never had accounts. They just had all the money, just cash money, you know, cash mm-hmm. money businesses. So they finally came in and got an account. So those people, they wanted credit for like maybe a bigger mower or a new mower, but they never established any type of banking relationship. So when they came in for it, it was really hard to get them anything for the most part because they had no history of actually being in business. But then on the flip side, you'll have like somebody that's very established. I used to work in Gainesville, Florida. So there's a college town, so a lot of professors had side businesses, and they made a lot of money being professors, so their accounts were in really good standing. So when they came in and just started a new business, the bank was more favorable of giving them credit. And what I found is most of the companies that actually would be approved for credit were the ones coming in asking for it.
Okay, gotcha. So from your experience, what are the key things that small businesses would not have at the time when they would come into the bank looking for additional funds or credit?
I would say most of them didn't have a savings for the business.
Savings.
Most of them came in just wanting a checking account just to use the debit card. Most of them didn't have established credit. So one of the options that I provided them was what we call a secure card. A secure card you have on the personal side as well. So on the business side, SecureCard goes in the business name and reports up through the credit bureau through that tax ID for the business, and it just does start building their credit. Just like somebody from my car, it's like building their credit. So the minimum on there would be like $400. So they say they put $500 on it, and they just use it once or twice every month for business expenses to pay it off. They start building that business credit. One of the customers that I did that with, he did that for about a year, and he was able to get a regular business credit card with, like, you know, rewards and points and stuff of that nature,
mm-hmm.
and kept building up from there. And then also, I think 2 years after that, came back and was able to get a business auto loan for a truck. So mm-hmm. it just builds up, just like how you build up your credit in your personal life, you do it for the business as well.
Mm-hmm. And so with the small businesses, did you work with, like, the same businesses? Because I know you mentioned that one customer where after 1 year he was able to move up to unsecured.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this was based off the area. So I wasn't assigned to anybody, but people that I worked with, I would keep their contacts, and I would reach back out to them at certain steps throughout their process once they opened their account. Just check how they're doing and either offer them the next step and kind of keep them along going. And also, a lot of times, the small business, they come into the branch for the area that they're close to. So I was their branch, so they'd always come in and see me just based on probably ease, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If they're going home from their other job or from the business that they're working on, and they'd come right in there. But we weren't, like, assigned. We weren't assigned to me, though. Like, it's just, I guess, just close to the branch for the
gotcha.
Most part. Or if they really like the service that I provide, because you can go into any bank and speak to any bank and pretty much get the same information. It's just how that person works with you and, you know, understands your situation.
Gotcha. And then for the last question, what advice would you give to any entrepreneurs?
Know your product and save. Know your product and save. So the bank is a tool, and like any tool, if you don't know how to use it, it can be a detriment, or if you know how to use it kind of, at least, it can really help you. So just know the banking system and know your product and what you're trying to accomplish. Because like I said, for most small businesses, they're not going to have an assigned banker.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go from bank to bank, and depending on what branch you get to, you might get somebody that's just trying to sell you a product, sell you a service that you don't truly need. So it's just like, know what you're trying to accomplish and kind of stick to that. Take advice, but also take it with a grain of salt. So always a good thing to do is anytime you're unsure about something that you're not completely educated on, get three opinions. If you go to a banker that you've been going to and they suggest you get a credit card, but for whatever reason you don't think you should contact three other banks or bankers or people in finance that you trust, and just ask them, you know what I'm saying, or research it yourself. Are the benefits that they're explaining to you, that they match up with what you want to do, and the fees, is the business able to pay for those fees and set a goal for yourself to say, okay, they said if I have this secure credit card for a year and a half, I should be able to get another one if I do the exact thing. And if you do that and it doesn't happen, hold the people that give you the information accountable and go back and ask why, and keep asking those questions. Just keep yourself informed.
All right. Well, you gave a lot of good information about small businesses getting funding and credit. So I thank you very much once again for your time, Brandon. And this concludes the interview.